We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10K U-band and Intersat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have 3 new cable channels in Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV, in Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV, and in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. Also, we have a new cable channel in the Dominican Republic, in San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaq Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom-based Band Aid Charitable Trust donates $86,000 to assist Somali refugees in Ethiopia. In health news, an American violinist undergoes brain surgery while playing his beloved instrument. All this and more on Supreme Master Television. your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 10, distinguished Portuguese poet Mr. Pedro Antonio Joaquim Correia da Serra Gathau is remembered. Born in Lisbon in 1724, he passed away on this day in 1772. Mr. Gathau is regarded as one of Portugal's principal neoclassic poets. His sonnets and epistles reflect his dedication to his friends and his high standards for art and conduct. One of his highly lauded works, Cantata de Dido, is among the most celebrated 18th century Portuguese poems. May fine talents such as Mr. Pedro Antonio Joaquim Correia da Serra Gathau continue to grace our world with words that elevate the mind and heart.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. October torrential rains in the eastern Indonesian province of West Papua gave way to flash floods and landslides, claiming approximately 200 lives and leaving hundreds more injured. The government evacuated most survivors by boat, but food supplies were inadequate in the first days.
Conveying her sympathy and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $10,000 and asked our nearest association members to bring aid to the most affected. This amount could purchase $116,000 in needed materials if obtained in the United States, based on Indonesia's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Jakarta, Indonesia, covering their own travel and related expenses of nearly $2,900, flew to the storm victims' camps in West Papua town of Manokwari. In cooperation with the Indonesian Red Cross, the team prepared warm vegan dinners for the 700 being sheltered there and distributed hundreds of cleaning and sanitary items, as well as clean clothing, protective plastic mats, and supplies for infants. In addition, prayer books, sports equipment, and 300 sets of school supplies and toys were provided so that the adult and child residents could resume some recreational and learning activities during the months that the government arranges temporary homes for them. In addition, having received the SOS flyer, many showed interest in learning more about how the plant-based diet could mitigate climate change impacts.
Terima kasih kepada Ibu Qinghai yang sudah memberikan kami bantuan berupa perlengkapan anak-anak sekolah dan perlengkapan bayi. Terima kasih atas bantuannya kami ucapkan.
Kami dari PMI Daerah Papua Barat mengucapkan terima kasih yang sebesar-besarnya kepada Supreme Master Qinghai yang telah membantu kami dalam operasi tanggap darurat di Bundama dan di Manokwari. Kami mengucapkan penghargaan yang sebesar-besarnya atas dukungan ini.
With appreciation to the Indonesian government and Red Cross, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid to the disaster affected, as well as our association's relief team for their caring work. With our sympathies to those who lost loved ones, we pray for the West Papua people's return to stable lives and that our gentler regard for the environment helps bring a more peaceful atmosphere for all.
Early winter weather affects the UK. On Monday, November 8th, a strong storm hit much of the United Kingdom with gale-force winds, torrential rains, snowfall in northern areas, and a sharp drop in temperature, along with overall precipitation that is forecast to continue into next week. The unexpected snow and ice, along with fallen trees, caused significant traffic delays in areas of Scotland and Northern Ireland, and some roads were closed for safety. The wet and cold weather has also disrupted train and ferry services. A severe weather warning was issued for England's East and West Sussex, Hampshire, Isle of Wight and Dorset counties, while flood warnings were also in place in many areas. This unusually early and strong arrival of winter follows one of the hottest Novembers on record in the country. We send our prayers for the protection of all affected residents and that our Earth may soon recover her harmonious and smooth existence as humanity awakens to greater care and concern for all beings.
Floods wreak havoc in parts of US and Canada. Weekend storms resulted in floods, evacuations, and widespread power outages in Canada's Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and across the multi-state New England region of the USA. In Nova Scotia, the southeastern municipalities of Barrington, Yarmouth, and Argyll were under a state of emergency on Monday evening, November 8th, as waters continued to rise and stormy conditions prompted officials to call off a search for a man who was swept away into the sea.
Red Cross personnel went to assist people from the more than 100 households who were evacuated to temporary shelters. Meanwhile, the New England states of the USA endured an unusually fierce coastal storm that brought rain, snow, and sleet, along with waves that swelled to over 15 feet. Gusty winds of up to 60 miles per hour knocked down trees and utility poles, causing power losses for tens of thousands of people. In the northernmost state of Maine alone, 60,000 homes and businesses were without electricity on Monday morning, prompting the closure of dozens of schools. Maine Governor John Baldacci signed an emergency declaration, allowing utility crews from other states to extend their aid. "Our appreciation, Governor Baldacci, other U.S. and Canadian officials, as well as Red Cross and all other personnel, for your prompt and caring response. Wishing the storm affected a swift restoration of regular day-to-day lives as such weather extremities are alleviated through humanity's kinder eco-balancing actions."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Antibiotic-resistant infection claims 18 lives in Brazil. The individuals who succumbed were infected with bacteria that produces KPC, a type of enzyme that renders nearly all modern antibiotics ineffective. Brazilian health officials report that 183 people have fallen ill to this hospital-related superbug thus far, with studies indicating that KPC bacteria is lethal in 40% of the people affected. Colombia, Puerto Rico, Greece, and Israel have also reported infectious episodes. Meanwhile, other strains of antibiotic-resistant bacteria have been linked to the excessive use of antibiotics in animals, with an estimated 70% in the USA being administered to livestock to promote weight gain. A rising incidence of antibiotic resistance to disease has thus been noted in livestock, with their untreatable infections being passed to humans who consume the animal's meat. We send our sincere sympathies for the Brazilian lives lost and pray for the recovery of those stricken ill, wishing that more and more people opt for the hygienic and safe plant-based lifestyle as the best way to restore health to ourselves and the planet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion US dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Rescued Gillian Miner completes the 2010 New York City Marathon. Mr. Edison Pena, who ran miles each day to stay fit and mentally balanced while trapped for 2 months underground, joined 45,000 participants on Sunday, November 7th, for the renowned 26.2-mile marathon run. He participated at the invitation of the event's organizer, the New York Road Runners Club, which flew the rescued miner and his wife to New York, USA. Despite a knee injury sustained in the mine, Mr. Pena was able to cross the finish line in 5 hours and 40 minutes. Music was played as he crossed the finish line by his favorite artist, Elvis Presley, whose songs he had hummed and sung while awaiting rescue underground. Mr. Pena said, "The experience was wonderful. I am not from this country, but I kept seeing signs that said, 'Go Edison,' and people would say, 'Let's go Pena.' The warmth of the North American people is amazing."
Among the other star participants were U.S. radio broadcaster Robin Quivers, who shared how she shed over 80 pounds in transitioning to veganism, saying that the plant-based diet has fueled her training for the marathon, even though she was never a natural runner and used to get winded walking just a few blocks. She said, "Changing my body has given me the ability to do all these amazing things that I never in a million years imagined I could do." Finally, the marathon's champion runners were Gebremariam of Ethiopia, who won the overall men's title at 2 hours and 8 minutes, while Kenyan Edna Kiplagat claimed the women's title with a finish of 2 hours and 28 minutes. A big bravo, participants of the New York City Marathon, for being winners one and all. Blessed be such efforts as yours in showing that all things are possible through the resilient human spirit.
Ships freed off the coast of Somalia. On Saturday, November 6th, the South Korean vessel Samho Dream and her 5 South Korean and 19 Philippine crew members were released after being detained since April 4th in the Indian Ocean. The ship is now headed to her original destination of the United States. Also on Saturday, the Singapore-flagged Chinese vessel Golden Blessing, which had been detained since June while on her way to India, was also freed along with 19 crew members from China. All 43 sailors from both ships were reported to be in good condition. "We are delighted to know of the safety of the ship's crews, wishing them joyful reunions with loved ones, and that all seafarers are protected by the divine in their voyages across the oceans."
Leading Russian reporter recovering, Mr. Oleg Kashin, prominent journalist for the major Russian newspaper Kommersant, was severely injured in the hands, legs, and head as he returned home from work on Saturday, November 6. Officials believe that the attack was linked to his pro-environment journalistic efforts to protect the Khimki forest from being deforested for the construction of a highway. 2 days before Mr. Kashin's incident, Russian environmental advocate Konstantin Fetisov, who had been similarly speaking for the forest's preservation, was also found severely injured. The European Union issued a formal statement of concern for Mr. Kashin and for the freedom of press in Russia. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also ordered the nation's Prosecutor General and Interior Minister to oversee an investigation and instructed that news of the incident be prominently broadcast on all national television networks. Our appreciation, European Union and President Medvedev, for your concerned voice and actions. We pray for the recovery of both Mr. Kashin and Mr. Fetisov and for the protection of media members worldwide in continuing their noble work of delivering truthful and up-to-date information to the public.
Save our planet. Rising temperatures damaging Arctic lake ecosystem. A collaborative study among Canadian, American, and European scientists has found that climate change appears to be causing increased growth of a certain bacteria in high-altitude Arctic lakes. This is because the now melting water bodies have become home to growing populations of algae which decompose and cause certain bacteria to multiply. Increased bacterial populations have been observed to reduce the water's sulfate levels, but unfortunately at the same time cause the release of toxic methylmercury.
In this study, the scientists measured sulfate levels in sediment collected from 9 Arctic lakes throughout Canada and Norway. They first of all noted the bacteria indeed affected the water's sulfur levels. Lead author Dr. Paul Drevnik of the University of Quebec in Canada went on to express concern that as the sulfur levels go down with higher temperatures, the methylmercury generated is not only causing further disruption to the biochemistry of the lakes, it is also reaching toxic levels in animals such as seals and beluga whales, with resulting damage to their reproduction, development and behavior. The scientists are now planning further studies to verify these effects.
Thank you, Dr. Drevnik, and all researchers involved in sharing this information on how climate change and human activities are adversely impacting Arctic ecosystems. We pray for quick actions to restore the balance of the region and the globe.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often discussed how even large-scale disruptions resulting from global warming can be quickly reversed by changing one main human activity, as during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea.
As you saw for yourself, how quickly the North Pole is melting is at least twice as fast as the rest of the globe. First, we have to survive. We cut down the number one cause of global warming. We have to eliminate animal product because we want to save the planet. No animal product means having the planet. And even a heavenly world we will have because being veg changes everything drastically. With temperatures stabilized, ecosystems balanced, animals thriving in peace, one of the results is that the ice in the Arctic will be restored and quickly, along with the repairing of nature in every corner of the planet.
Save our planet. The UK-based company Halo IPT demonstrates a new recharging system in London, UK, where electrical pads installed beneath the asphalt are able to wirelessly recharge parked electric vehicles.
Save our planet. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard announce a cooperative solar power research program to speed up innovation and reduce solar energy costs to the level of conventional energy by 2015.
Save our planet. Philippine journalists attend a conference in Manila featuring expert speakers such as Climate Change Commission Vice Chair Ehason Alvarez and others who seek to benefit the media members in being able to provide more accurate and detailed reporting on the urgent matter of global warming.
Save our planet. Monitoring by scientists at the University of Kent in the UK, along with the Wildlife Conservation Society and environmental charity Earth Watch, reveals that severe drought in Brazil's Amazon River has caused populations of the rare pink river dolphin to decline by a drastic 47% in just 1 year.
Hello, I'm Yu-Yu here with my fellow Canadian goose friend Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're following a healthy plant-based diet. Today we have a tip about saving money.
You can build a safety cushion fund gradually by putting some funds in a safety account each month.
An idea is to have a small amount withdrawn automatically from your checking account.
A good goal to have is 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses.
Thank you for your attention.
And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Malaysia, our association members were invited to the 5th Malaysian Organic and Natural Products Exhibition in Kuala Lumpur. Organized by the Nonprofit Center for Environment, Technology and Development Malaysia, the event advocated sustainable lifestyles and farming methods to protect the ecosphere.
The exhibition is an opportunity for us to reach out to broader segments of the public so that they are aware about the benefits of organic farming so that we actually can have a more sustainable future.
About 150 participants from around the country attended. The Most Honorable Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Agro-based Industry, Chow Tae Young, officially opened the gathering, affirming the increased organic farming in Malaysia. The new certification process was also discussed. There were demonstrations on a variety of ways to compost, as well as talks on the environment, organic practices, and health.
Now, from a science point of view, a vegetable diet or a diet from a plant kingdom not only provide you with more energy, but it fully agrees with our biological heritage. So, by being a vegetarian, you are not only helping yourself, but you are also helping our Mother Earth. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our association members offered complimentary organic, plant-based meals to many exhibitors. In addition, SOS flyers and other information were distributed, and DVDs shown on the vegan solution to halt climate change.
那当然我们是希望大家能够吃素，那肯定对这个地球是会有很大的贡献。
Our many thanks, Center for Environment, Technology and Development Malaysia, for planning this gathering. Also, our respectful appreciation, the Most Honorable Chow Tae Young, for your support of organic practices in Malaysia. May eco-friendly ways of living, including the organic vegan diet, be the choice of all people.
In humanitarian news, Band-Aid Charitable Trust donates $86,000 to assist Somali refugees in Ethiopia. The grant from the United Kingdom-based charity established by famous Irish rock musician Mr. Bob Geldof and prominent Scottish musician Mr. Midge Ure will be directed by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. It will be used to build a pipeline to provide fresh water for 13,000 Somali refugees at the Arbar camp. 30,000 Ethiopians living in the area will also benefit. Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven's blessings, Band-Aid Charitable Trust, for your care and generosity. May the lives of many beautiful individuals be greatly enhanced by your kindness. Up next on Noteworthy News, brain surgery is conducted on a violinist while he's playing the instrument. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. More favorable news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a benevolent world. In health news, an American violinist undergoes brain surgery while playing his beloved instrument. Concertmaster Mr. Roger Frisch of Minneapolis, Minnesota, developed a medical condition called essential tremor. This is marked by uncontrollable movements of the body. To overcome this, brain surgery was conducted on him. This was undertaken while Mr. Frisch remained awake and played the violin. As Mr. Frisch stroked the bow, the surgeons were able to see more precisely the area that was malfunctioning. They were able to correct it by insertion of electrodes. The operation was a success, and Mr. Frisch is once again able to perform on stage. Bravo, surgeons, for this innovative approach. May you have many more wonderful years of good health and musical delight, Mr. Roger Frisch, with all God's blessings.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Javanese, a language spoken in Indonesia entitled The Drive.
Sawijining priyo, esuk-esuk nyupir, tumuju ing kutha bareng karo garwane. Hawane panas, lan jendela-jendelane ditutup munggah. Bune, mbok tulung, jendela-jendelane dibuka. Apa kowe wis edan? Kandhane Suro. Marake wong-wong sing padha numpak kendaraan mengko ngerti yen mobil dhewe ora nganggo AC.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hello, my name is Sue. I just wanted to say how grateful we are to the Supreme Master for having the Loving Heart Restaurant in Brisbane. From being a vegetarian for more than 30 years, it was very good for us to have the Loving Heart Restaurant so close to our house so that we can enjoy vegetarian and vegan meals, you know, every night if we wanted to. We enjoy the Supreme Master TV and enjoy the Noteworthy News and interesting facts about vegetarianism and about the environment and saving the planet. We try and bring as many people as we can that meet here to at least have one vegetarian vegan meal a week. Achieve it, go green, save the planet.
Caring Sue, your message is much appreciated. It is fantastic to hear that you are enjoying Loving Heart Restaurants and Supreme Master Television. We are also profoundly grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai and her loving vision of animal-free scrumptious fare being easily affordable and available. Wishing you great vegan culinary experiences. May heaven's light shine on you and all the compassionate people of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your sojourn on earth be filled with divine peace and inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting the United Kingdom, Afghan Governor Galab Mangal of Helmand affirms that a continued trend towards stability in his country could see Afghanistan stationed British and US troops beginning to return home as soon as 2011.
Cuban President Raul Castro, government officials and a number of Cuban Catholic faithful participate in the opening of the first Catholic seminary in Cuba in more than 50 years, during which cordial greetings from His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI are read aloud.
During his visit to India, US President Barack Obama pledges his nation's support for achieving a diplomatic resolution between India and Pakistan regarding the shared Kashmir region.
concluding a three-day state visit to Portugal, Chinese President Hu Jintao and Portuguese President Aníbal Cavaco Silva affirm their commitment to cooperation as the Chinese leader pledges to assist Portugal in regaining economic stability.
Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, Indonesia is allowing students 10 days off from classes to participate in a program to help the Merapi volcano victims, many of whom are being sheltered on the school's campus.
With 350 million people across the globe who are visually impaired, 45 million totally blind, and up to 12 people per minute losing the ability to see, a national walkathon in Kuwait is held to raise awareness as well as raise funds to assist those with visual impairment.
Remarking on the area's scenic beauty, U.S. dolphin activist and Oscar-winning documentary co-creator Rick O'Barry suggests that the townspeople of Taiji, Japan, turn away from dolphin killing and switch to humane and sustainable ecotourism instead.
After receiving his education in Egypt and teaching in the USA, Sudanese-born Dr. Jock Madut Jock returns to his home village and builds a school where 600 children now crowd together eagerly to attend classes every day.
The 2010 United Nations Human Development Index report ranks Nepal along with China and Oman as three countries making the fastest development gains in recent decades, with Nepal showing especially significant growth in health and education.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.